Why does my AC freeze up in the summer? And what to do about it? It's one of the strangest calls we get. It's 95 degrees outside, the Alabama sun is blazing, and the homeowner is staring at a block of ice on their air conditioner. How can anything freeze in this heat? But a frozen AC is surprisingly common in summer, and once you understand why it happens, both the fix and the prevention make a lot of sense. Here's the full picture. Why an AC freezes in the first place. Your air conditioner cools by passing your home's warm air across a very cold indoor coil. As long as enough warm air keeps moving over that coil, everything stays in balance. But when something throws off that balance, either too little warm air reaching the coil or the coil running colder than it should, the moisture on the coil freezes instead of draining away. Ice builds, airflow drops even further, and the problem snowballs until your AC is iced over and barely cooling. It almost always comes down to one of two root issues, an airflow problem or a refrigerant problem. Running the AC on an unusually cool night can do it too. The common causes. Restricted airflow. This is the big category, and the most frequent offender is the simplest one, a dirty air filter. When the filter is clogged, not enough warm air reaches the coil. It gets too cold and freezes. Blocked supply or return vents, a dirty evaporator coil, and a weak or failing blower motor can all cause the same problem. Low refrigerant. When the system is low, almost always because of a leak, the pressure drops and the coil gets colder than it's designed to run. Ice forms on the coil. This one doesn't go away on its own. The leak has to be found and repaired and the refrigerant recharged. Running it on a cool night. This one surprises people. Running your AC when it's unusually cool outside, roughly below 60 degrees, can cause the coil to drop below freezing because the system isn't designed to operate in those conditions. What to do the moment you see ice? Turn the AC off. Switch the thermostat from cool to off so it stops making more ice. Set the fan to on. This runs room temperature air across the coil and melts the ice faster. Full thawing can take a few hours, so be patient. Check the air filter. If it's dirty, replace it. This alone resolves a lot of freeze-ups. Open and clear your vents. Make sure nothing is blocking your supply or return registers. Once it's fully thawed and dry, turn the cooling back on and see whether it runs normally. What not to do? Don't chip or scrape the ice off. The coil and its fins are delicate, and you can easily turn a freeze-up into expensive coil damage. Don't keep running a frozen system. This is the important one. Running an iced-over AC can send liquid refrigerant back to the compressor. And compressor damage is the most expensive failure an AC can have. When to call a professional? If your AC keeps freezing after you thaw it and change the filter, the root cause hasn't been fixed, and that usually means low refrigerant, a dirty coil, or a blower problem that needs a trained eye. The same goes if you suspect a refrigerant leak or notice weak airflow throughout the house. There's no harm in having it checked, and catching the cause early keeps a frozen coil from turning into a damaged one. How to prevent it? Change your air filter on schedule. It's the cheapest insurance against freeze-ups. Keep your supply and return vents open and unblocked. Stay current on maintenance so the coil stays clean and refrigerant and airflow get checked. Don't run the AC on cool nights when it isn't built to operate. If your AC has iced over or it keeps doing it no matter what you try, call Perfect Service at 205-206-6091. We'll thaw it out, find the real reason it's freezing, and fix the cause instead of the symptom, so you're not stuck repeating the cycle every few days. Keeping your system running cool and ice-free all summer is exactly what we're here for. Common questions about a frozen AC.